Hare Krishna. Today is the 17th disappearance day of Tamakrishna Goswami Maharaj. And as with most days, I'm thinking of him today. I say as with most days because as I'm listening to Prabhupada's recordings, he's practically there all the time. I'm talking about 1977. So, therefore, I'm thinking about him. And in his discussion with Ramananda Roy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, well, what's the most difficult thing or painful thing to bear in this world? And Ramananda Roy replies, I don't know any greater pain than the to have to bear the separation of Vaishnavas. And Gyani do prima dana karuna prachur. Navatam Das Thakur also sings like that. And it's a fact, Vaishnavas are our family, Vaishnavas are our teachers, Vaishnavas are our friends, our family members and children, Vaishnavas are our society, Vaishnavas are everything. And when you become lose a member of that everything, your whole life, then it's a grace loss. It's a extraordinary loss, and it's a transcendently painful thing. And those feelings of separation are what is good to actually nourish our service, to nourish our own Krishna consciousness. My acquaintance with Tamakrishna Maharaj was quite long standing. Started sometime back in 1975-76, just with fleeting acquaintance, but it really matured and developed in the 80s and 90s. And we became, at those first I was sort of one of other people who were serving under him, but then later on I became his friend, close friend, and would really depend upon his particular wisdom, intelligence, training that he received from Srila Prabhupada, his allegiance towards Srila Prabhupada, and particularly a unique relationship. Of course, everyone has a unique relationship with their guru, but Tama Krishna Maharaj even so much more so. And one instance that comes to mind is when he, Srila Prabhupada, was bedridden more or less from May up until August, end of August, in my Vrindavan. And Prabhupada called himself a freedom lover. He liked to travel, move, he didn't like to be restrained. And it was a difficult thing for Srila Prabhupada to deal with. And Tamakrishna Maharaj was the one who came up with this idea of, well, Srila Prabhupada, why don't you travel, do one more tour of the world. And one of Prabhupada's acquaintances from Vrindavan came. He said, yes, he, Tamakrishna Maharaj, has given me life and inspiration. I feel a new inspiration just by this idea of traveling. And of course, they went to London and then they returned. Because of health reasons. But still, Tamal Krishnadas was in that position of inspiring Srila Prabhupada in that way. And when finally they returned back to Vrindavan, then Srila Prabhupada thanked Tamal Krishnadas that you took me and brought me back safely, and that Krishna will bless you for this. So it's a very unique relationship, and among many things for me, what missing was one of the things is Tamal Krishnadas's input into the GBC, which means into the movement. Someone who had such extensive association with Srila Prabhupada on how Srila Prabhupada would deal with issues, what Srila Prabhupada's vision was on certain topics. And I also miss that personally, because as I mentioned, I would also sometimes phone him up and talk to him. And Tamal Krishnadas liked being in that position of being like the older brother of others turning to him for advice. It was a very, I think, very wonderful person. He's also known as Hatamali. Sometimes he could become very strong or heated, but I never really was the brunt of that type of dealings. And later on, he very, very much changed, particularly as he was no longer so active on the GBC field. So it's almost a whole generation, and he's not the only god brother or god sister. The line is getting shorter and shorter all the time. Devotees are departing from this world. But particularly someone who you feel very close to, you felt very close to. As I say, not a day goes by when I probably don't think about him, either because I hear him or because I think about him in the way that I'm also thinking about Srila Prabhupada, not exactly in the same way, but as I'm thinking about Prabhupada, and similarly I'm also thinking about Tamal Krishnadas. And this is Narottam Das Thakur, I continued Ramachandra Sangam, you know, Narottam Das. Devotees have special relationships, friendship relationships, because those relationships may be closer than with others, therefore the loss is felt more acutely than with others. So such is the loss I feel with Tamal Krishnadas. In one sense, I'm glad I'm not there in Mayapur to participate in the ceremony, because ceremony is sort of both publicized and at the same time formalize things, and personal feelings and emotions are something that don't necessarily jive so well with the formalization and publicity that comes along with these programs. In one sense, it's a little better and a little deeper to be alone and to be able to reflect and read and remember. Yes, it's a great loss. Great loss, and hoping that wherever Tamal Krishnadas is, that he gives us that wisdom and experience and learning that he got from Srila Prabhupada, so that we can continue to serve in Prabhupada's movement in his absence, as we would be able to do when he was here. Hare Krishna.